it's Friday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we'll get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you for your Word today. And Lord, we thank you for all the good things you've been revealing to us last week and this week on the broadcast. Lord, we ask you again today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive your Word, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. Lord, I thank you for ministering to them by your Spirit in a great and in a mighty way through this broadcast. Lord, I ask you to show them what they need to see, say to them what they need to hear, and help them today in any way that they need help. Lord, I do thank you for it, and I receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all last week and all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a powerful series of teachings entitled Resist the Devil. And friend, I just want to remind you that you can go back to mam.tv and download the notes of these broadcasts right there. You can listen, you can watch again, and I would strongly encourage you to do that. Go get these notes and go back through these in your own time and go back through these scriptures to help this reality of resisting the devil get rooted deeper and deeper into your heart. It will be a great blessing to you. These notes will be, and the broadcast will be, as you continue to feed on them more and more. Now, let's go back over to James chapter 4, and let's look there again at verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And that has been one of our foundation texts for this series of teachings. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. And on today's broadcast, I want to talk to you about the importance of being strong so that you can resist the devil. The importance of you being strong, of me being strong, so that we can resist the devil effectively. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren." Now that's important to note, because in this verse, God is talking to believers. He's talking to us by his Spirit. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand or resist in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore." Now, God was telling us in verse 11, 12, 13, even 14, he tells us multiple times to stand against or to resist the devil and what the devil's trying to do. But he started it off in verse 10 by telling us to be strong. Let me read that to you again. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." And so what that tells me is, apparently, if I'm going to resist the devil, I need to be strong to do it. I have to be strong on the inside if I'm going to resist the devil effectively. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, and let's look there at verse 9. 1 Peter 5, verse 9, well, let's start back up in verse 8. Verse 8 says that our adversary, the devil, is roaming around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And then in verse 9, it says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." The word steadfast in that verse means firm, immovable, and strong. You see, you have to resist firm. You have to resist immovable. And you have to be strong to do that. Why? Because the enemy is pushing against you. He's pushing, trying to push things on you, trying to push things into your life. And so you have to be strong because you're the one that is doing the resisting. You're the one that's pushing back. God's not doing that for you. God's not doing that for me. I'm doing it. I'm the one that has to resist the devil. I'm the one that has to stand against him. I'm the one that has to push back. And so I need to be stronger than what's pushing against me. You see, religion has this idea that God is strong. And of course, that's true. But they have the idea that God is strong, but us Christians, we're just weak beings. We're just incapable beings. And we can't really do anything about the devil in our lives, but God's big and he's strong and he can. And that's how it's supposed to be. We are weak, but he is strong. You know that Jesus loves me. That's not how God designed for it to be. He didn't design for us to be the weak ones and him to be the strong ones. Now, of course, man without God is weak. But once a man gets born again, he's supposed to be infused with the strength and the power of God. And now I'm supposed to be strong on the inside. Not just that God's strong, I need to be strong because I'm the one that has to resist the devil. If God took care of the devil for me, I wouldn't need to be strong because he would do it. But because I'm the one that stands against him, I need to be strong. Because I'm the one that's resisting the devil, I need to be strong. You need to be strong. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 24. Let me look at a verse over there. Proverbs 24. While we're flipping over there, why don't you just say this with me, friend? I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Say it with me again. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10 says this. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. The New Living Translation says, if you fail under pressure, let me say that again. If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. And so, friend, being weak equals defeat. If you're weak, you will fail in the day of adversity. You won't be able to stand in the evil day. You won't be able to resist the devil. You won't be able to push back on what's pushing against you. Being weak equals defeat. And so this idea that Christians are weak people and we're just supposed to be weak and that's just how God created it. He's strong and we're weak. This is a false idea. This is a false reality. And believing stuff like that is how you're going to experience defeat in your life. Because the devil will come and attack you and you'll think, I'm weak, I'm small, I can't do anything. And so you'll go and you'll do what the Apostle Paul did. You'll beseech the Lord multiple times. Lord, do something about this. Lord, do something about the devil. Do something about this evil thing the devil's trying to do. And your prayers will not be answered and you will not get rid of that thing like that. No, you got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And you got to take your stand against the devil and against everything he's trying to do in your life. And if you're weak, you can't resist him. And if you can't resist him, you can't get rid of him. And if you can't get rid of him, you are going to live a defeated life. And so, friend, you and I need to be strong to resist. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. I got you going to a few verses today. Ephesians chapter 3. Now, one thing we need to lay hold of is that you and I are spirit beings. We are spirit beings. We have souls, which are made up of our minds, our will, our emotions, and we live in physical bodies. And so when you're watching the broadcast today, you don't see my spirit, you see my body. Now, what's being expressed to you through the broadcast is coming from my spirit, from the Holy Spirit, to you. But you don't see my spirit, you see my body. But there's more to me, and there's more to you than just this body. I'm a spirit being. You're a spirit being. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, the Apostle Paul was praying for a group of people, and he said, I pray that you be sanctified, your whole spirit, whole soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. And so man is not just flesh, is not just a physical body. Man is a spirit being. Now, my inner man, my spirit man, that's real. And it can be strong and it can be weak. My inner man, the way your body can be strong and weak. You know, if you have a long day at work or you did a lot, by the end of the day, your body's weak. It needs to rest. It needs to recuperate. and get some sleep so it can be strong for the next day. Well, the way that you're at various times, your body can be strong and energetic, and sometimes it can be weak and less energetic. That same reality is true about our inner man. Ephesians 3:16 says this, that he would grant you, that God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. And so you can see from that verse that your spirit, your inner man, has the capacity to be strong or to be weak. I can be strong on the inside. I can be weak on the inside. And just because you're born again and a Christian doesn't mean you're strong on the inside. Now go with me to back, let's go back to Proverbs and let's look at Proverbs 18. I want to show you this, how vitally important it is when we're talking about resisting the devil. It is vitally important that your spirit man be strong. Why? Because if your spirit man is weak, you're not going to be capable to resist the devil the way you need to get rid of him the way you want to. Proverbs 18 and verse 14 says this. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 18 and verse 14 says this. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Now, I want to read this to you out of the Amplified Bible. It says, the strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. What sustains you when you're in trouble? The spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak, broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? What is that verse saying? It's saying this, that if your inner man gets weak, you don't stand a chance in this life. You don't stand a chance against the devil or anything he's trying to do. If your inner man gets weak and broken down, depleted of strength, friend, you don't stand a chance against the devil. You have to be strong to resist him. And if your inner man's weak and you can't resist him and can't get rid of him, you're going to have a lot of problems in your life. And so I'm telling you, the strength of your inner man is one of the most important things in the life of a believer. The strength of my inner man is one of the most important things in my life. It's one of the most important things that I need to be aware of when it comes to resisting the devil effectively. My inner man needs to be strong so that I can push back against what's pushing against me. Now, one reason that you have to be strong to resist the devil is because the enemy is so persistent. You know, the reason why God told us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9, to resist the devil steadfast in the faith is because the enemy comes repeatedly. That's why you and I have to resist steadfastly, because he comes repeatedly. And so we got to be constant and we got to be resolute in our resisting him. And again, it takes strength to get that done. You know, the devil, one thing that we see about him in Scripture is how persistent he is. We saw that with Jesus. He came back three times to Jesus. Didn't just come once, came three times. And so the enemy is persistent and he will keep coming and keep coming and keep coming at you and trying to attack you and trying to find a way in. And you need to be strong so that you can outlast his attempts and his attacks against your life. You need to be strong so that you can outlast him. See, it's a war of attrition with him. One of his biggest strategies is to just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming until he wears you out to the point where you just lay down and yield and give in. And the place that you get worn out is not just physically, you get worn out on the inside. And so that's one of his big strategies, one of his big maneuvers is I'm just going to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming until they just get, until I wear them out, until they just lay down and yield and just give in to me. But if you and I are strengthened by the Holy Spirit in our inner man, strengthened with might by the Spirit of God in our inner man, getting strength from God, getting grace from God. We can resist the devil no matter how many times he comes against us. The Apostle Paul said this in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, when you're strong in the Lord and getting strengthened on the inside from your good God, from your good Father, and your inner man's big on the inside, resisting the devil's not hard to do. Why? Because you're graced to do it. And you can stand against him and you can be strong to resist him. And again, as we've talked about all these past couple weeks on the broadcast, when you're strong to resist him and you are able to resist him and you do resist him, that is the way that you're going to get rid of him. You know, Rick Renner defines the word devil in the Greek. He gives this definition: to repetitiously throw something, striking it repeatedly until the object is penetrated. And so when you look up the word devil, that's the one of the definitions that you run into. To repetitiously, throw something, striking it repeatedly until it is penetrated. And friend, this is why it's so vitally important you and I be strong. Why? Because we have to outlast the devil's attacks. And you can be strong, and I can be strong to do that. But if we're weak, then we won't be capable of doing that. And so as we're closing out today's broadcast, this would be a whole nother teaching in itself, these things I'm going to give you. But I quickly just wanted to give you four keys to staying strong on the inside so that you can resist the devil. And the first key is this: your spirit man, your inner man. That's where we're talking about being strong on the inside. Number one, it has to be fed the Word of God. And so a steady diet of Bible study and Bible reading and listening to good teaching and preaching and going to church, keeping your inner man fed on the Word of God, that is a key component to being strong. The second thing, number two, is walking in close fellowship with the Lord. You know, as you walk in close fellowship with the Lord and stay connected to the vine, that is how the vine can flow things into your life. And so Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. How do the branches stay strong? They got to stay hooked to the vine. You got to walk in close fellowship and close relationship with the Father. That'll keep your inner man strong. Number three is spiritual exercise will keep your inner man strong. And what I mean by that is acting on the Word, doing what the Word says. That's spiritual exercise. As you exercise, you get stronger on the inside. And then number four, fourth key to keeping your inner man strong is plug any drains. You know, disobedience, acts of the flesh, doing stuff that God's telling you not to do, that will drain you on the inside. And so plug those drains. Get those things out of your life so they don't drain you of all the strength of your inner man. And so those four things will keep your inner man strong. And when your inner man's strong, that's when you'll be able to resist the devil the way that you need to get rid of him the way you want to. But if I get weak, if I get depleted on the inside, I'm going to have problems. And friend, this is why I strongly encourage you. You know, particularly, you need to stay in the Word. That needs to be your lifestyle all the time. But one of the worst things you can do when you're under attack is decrease the amount of time that you're spending in the Word, decrease the amount of time you're spending with God. Why? Because when you're in the midst of the attack, one of the things you got to be able to do is you got to be able to resist and stand against what the devil's doing. And the only way to be strong to do that is to stay in the Word and walk in close fellowship with God. That is what's going to keep you strong on the inside. You know, over the years, I've heard people tell me that, well, I won't be at church for a while. I'm having some personal problems, or I'm having problems, you know, with my family or something like that. And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's about the dumbest thing you can do when you're having a problem, because you need to be getting a steady diet of the Word of God when you're having problems so your spirit stays strong so that you can resist the devil. And so let me encourage you, particularly, you know, if you're facing something challenging or you're found yourself today in a pressured situation, where the pressure is great or something's not changing for a long period of time, increase the infill of God's Word so that you can be strong on the inside. Don't decrease it. Increase it so that your spirit man can be strong. Increase your time with the Father so your spirit man can be strong, because again, what the enemy's wanting you to do is he's wanting to get you to get so weak on the inside that you just lay down and you just yield and you don't resist. And so the way that you and I will combat that is to do the things necessary to stay strong on the inside. And friend, when we are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might, that is when we can withstand and resist the enemy in the evil day. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank You for the strength to resist the devil. And right now, Lord, I just pray over everybody watching the broadcast that I thank You for strengthening them with might by Your Spirit in their inner man. Lord, help them to do the things necessary to stay strong on the inside so that they can resist the devil and see him flee from their lives. Lord, anything that we're doing right now that is weakening us on the inside, putting us in a position where we can't resist the devil, Lord, show it to us. We want to be strong in our inner man. We want to resist the devil the way we need to see him flee the way we want to. And Father, we thank You for grace and help and light to do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching the broadcast this week. Hey, I'm in faith with you that you're going to grow in grace to resist the devil, that you're going to get better and better at resisting him. Maybe some areas in your life that has looked like he's had place and looked like he's had a way in. I believe that you're going to take hold of what the Lord has shown us these past 2 weeks on the broadcast. I believe you're going to start resisting him like you've never resisted him before. And I believe that you're going to enjoy victory over him because of it in Jesus' name. Now, hey, don't forget to come back Monday for the next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. I'll see you then.